Recovery West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Eckman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mountain Grove High School. It is the finals of the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. And in the fifth-place game that just got over with, Marshfield defeated, or I should say Liberty defeated Marshfield 55-41. Now it's the third-place game between the West Plains Zizzers and the Mountain Grove Panthers, and then your championship game coming up at 7 o'clock tonight will feature Norwood and Hartville. But right now, it's the Zizzers and the Mountain Grove Panthers. And this is your pregame show, and it is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And we come back in about 3 minutes. We'll talk some Zizzer Boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Eckman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy 2 adult buffets, get 1 free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10.
I wonder if they'll save it for the championship game.
Only for a limited time, so hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mount Grove High School, the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. And the West Plains Zizzers getting ready to take on the Mountain Grove Panthers in the third-place game here in the tournament. These two teams coming in. West Plains comes in with a record of 9-9. Mountain Grove comes in with a record of 8-9. The Zizzers averaging 60.1 points a game on offense. Mountain Grove is averaging 55.5 points per game on offense. The Zizzers are averaging, giving up 62.7 points on defense. And Mountain Grove is averaging, giving up 57.9 points on defense. So these two teams, they are on paper, they are pretty close, pretty evenly matched up, like we said, on paper. We've seen Mountain Grove take on Norwood on Tuesday night. Norwood won the ball game 71-56, but it was closer than that score allowed. So we're looking for a pretty good ball game here. Zizzers did not have a good ball game Thursday night when they lost to Hartville. And look, the Zizzers are looking to have a better ball game here this afternoon in this third-place game against the Mountain Grove Panthers. For the Zizzer boys, Coach Mason Miller going to be starting Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins. Mountain Grove, we're expecting Destin Unger, Brody Emery, Cale Gardner, Aiden Estep, and Sam Peterson. That's the five that we are expecting to start for the Mountain Grove Panthers here this afternoon. It's the Zizzers and the Panthers, the old SCA foes, getting ready to go at it here for third place in the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. We'll take another break, and when we come back on your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show, we'll have your starting lineup. You're listening to Zither Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons of Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota
Z-Series
compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edson Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains.
I'll draw that.
Bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Mountain Grove as we get the starting lineups here. And I do believe that they pulled a switcheroo on us on the Mountain Grove Panthers starting lineup. Jumping center is going to be Gardner for Mountain Grove and Clayton Robbins for the West Plains Zizzers. So here we go. Ready to get this one underway, the third place game in the tournament. And West Plains wins the tip. Tuma with the basketball up top. Goes to the right side. And it's a man-to-man defense for Mountain Grove, and Clayton Robbins starts the ball game off for the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers are up 3-0. Bringing the ball up the floor will be Eastep. Zizzers playing a man-to-man defense. Now it's going to be Gardner with the basketball. He'll give it up to Emery. Emery gives it back to Eastep. and they try to go back door. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Mountain Grove basketball on the baseline. And looks like it's going to be Estep to throw it in. And they'll get it in to Emery. Emery driving the basket and scores on the layup. And it's 3-2. Zizzers with the early lead here, 7-10 to go. In the ball game, Kraft misses the jumper. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gives it up to Emery. Up top, it's Peterson again. He missed the shot. Runs down his own rebound. And gives it up to Golden. And this one is going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. So we are just underway. 6:46 to go first quarter. And the Zizzers lead it. 3-2. Moore up top at the free throw line. Gives it back to Kraft up top. Robbins up top now. Kraft on the left wing. Up top to Tuma. Excuse me. Kraft gets it out to Robbins, who will fire a three. It is in and out and no good. And a rebound comes down to Gardner for Mountain Grove, and he'll bring it up the floor. Peterson from the wing hits the three, and Peterson gives Mountain Grove a 5-3 lead here with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Moore at the free throw line, Kraft with it. He'll pull up on the jumper. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Mountain Grove. And out of bounds it goes. It'll be Panther basketball on the side. They'll throw it into Peterson. Peterson will give it up to Emery. Emery carried a basketball there, and they didn't call it, but finally it goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And coming in now is going to be Anderson. And Golden goes out for Grove. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Sets the offense for the Zizzers. Moore with it now. They go down underneath. And Clayton Robbins with the easy basket underneath. Robbins has all five of the Zizzer points. We're tied up at 5-5 here. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. A lot of fives right now. And the jumper is no good. Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Tuma will bring it up. Kraft has it. He's going down the lane. And Jared Kraft will score on the layup for his first points of the ball game. Zizzers lead it by two, and Clayton Robbins will steal the ball. Robbins scores, and timeout, Mountain Grove, 4:35 to go here. First quarter, back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Now, hey. More West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. The Zizzers with a 9-5 lead. Mountain Grove with the basketball. And up top, Peterson fires a three. It's an air ball out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers up 9-5. Tuma will bring it up the floor. Kraft now on the left wing. Up top, Robbins will fire a three. That one is an air ball. And it'll go back to Mountain Grove. Estep will bring it up for the Panthers. And he'll bring it to the right side. Back up top, they'll go to Emery. Inside, that's going to be an offensive foul on Mountain Grove. I believe that's going to be on Gardner. And that would be the first on Gardner, first team foul on Mountain Grove here in the ball game. 3.5 to go first quarter. Zizzers up by 4. Moore gives it up to Kraft. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Long with the rebound. Puts it back up. No good. And a blocking foul going to be called on Ethan Tuma. That's his first team foul on the Zizzers. Tuma will come out of the ball game. Landon Montgomery comes in for the Zizzers. And it'll be Emery with the basketball for Mountain Grove. And Emery gives it up to Estep. Now Peterson going to have a foul on the Zizzers. See who they call this one on. That's going to be on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his first, second team foul on the Zizzers first quarter. And Peterson up top for the Panthers. And he lost the basketball. Here comes Moore. Gives it to Josiah Long, who missed the shot. Gets it back. Now Moore puts it in. First points for Jacob Moore. Zizzers up by 6. And shot is up and in by Emery. That's his fourth point of the ball game. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers with the lead. Moore misses the shot underneath. Peterson coming down the lane. Shot up and no good. And it's Kraft with the rebound for the Zizzers. Kraft brings it up across timeline. On the right side, he'll put the floater up. It is good. Jared Kraft now with 4 in the ball game. Zizzers up by 6 with 2 minutes to go first quarter. And Estep gives it out to Peterson. Peterson misses the shot. It's going to be saved into Emery. Emery puts it up in the lane. No good. And Long with the rebound for the Zizzers. Gives it up to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball, and now there's a foul. And I believe that one's going to go against Peterson. And that'll be his first, second team foul on Mountain Grove. Aiden Judd will come in. Montgomery comes out. Tuma comes in. And Long goes out for the Zizzers. Tuma with the basketball. Robbins will fire from the corner. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Mountain Grove. They'll bring it up the other end and miss the easy shot. Here comes the Zizzers up ahead. Jacob Moore gives it to Robbins, who has it blocked. Going the other way, and shot is no good. We've got a foul on the rebound. I believe it's going to go against the Zizzers. Kraft picks up the foul. That's his first, third team foul on the Zizzers. And Estep will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Mountain Grove. And he missed the first one. Second free throw coming up for Estep. And he makes the second free throw. So Estep's got his first point of the ball game. Robbins to Judd. Back to Robbins, who will fire the three. It's no good. And I believe Peterson just picked up his second foul as he fouls Clayton Robbins. That's a third team foul on Mount Grove, and Clayton Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot three. And he makes the first one. Second free throw from Clayton Robbins is good. And now Peterson will come out. Also, Emery goes out. And Hoffey comes in. And Robbins hits the third free throw. The Zizzers have opened up a 16-8 lead with a minute 5 to go in the first quarter. Estep gives it up. And shot is no good that time by Gardner. And it is knocked away, stolen by Mountain Grove. And then the Zizzers steal it right back. Kraft with it. Robbins into Jacob Moore. Back to Robbins. Now it's Judd on the baseline. Judd hits the deck. No call. Here comes Mountain Grove the other way. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Gardner with the basketball. Gardner in the lane and scores. It's a 6-point Zizzer lead with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Robbins with the basketball, down to 8 seconds now. Clayton Robbins, he's going to fire a three. It's no good. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter, 16-10. The Zizzers lead Mountain Grove back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Starting the second quarter of play, Mountain Grove will have the basketball. The Zizzers lead it 16-10. Estep with it up top, and they'll go around the horn. Golden with the basketball on the left wing. And they throw it away backcourt. So now, Zizzers will take over on the side. Jared Kraft will throw it in. And it's Kraft now on the right wing. Gives it to Long. Now they go to Kraft on the right wing. Robbins with it. Down on the block. Aiden Judd, loose basketball. It's going to be picked up by Gardner. Gardner going the other way. Missed the shot. And it's put back in by Hoffey. So it's a 4-point Zizzer lead. And once again, Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer gives the Zizzers a 7-point lead and a foul on the Zizzers. And Jared Kraft just picked up his second foul of the ball game. First foul of the second quarter. And it'll be Anderson at the free throw line to shoot two. Makes the first one. Judd will come out. Kraft will come out. Moore and Montgomery back in for the Zizzers. And Anderson's second free throw is no good. Tuma with the rebound. Zizzers lead it by six. Jacob Moore with it now. Robbins gives it to Long. And Long is going to get fouled. And let's see who this one's on. And it's going to be on Gardner. That's Gardner's second. Second team, our first team foul here, second quarter. And the basket is good. Clayton Robbins with the floater inside. This is up by eight. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Coming down the lane now. Shot up. No good. And we've got a jump ball. It'll go to the Zizzers on the tie-up. .625 to go here in the first half. And the Zizzers lead it 21-13. Robin gives it long and shot no good. Going to go off of Montgomery's hands out of bounds. And it'll be Mountain Grove basketball. Third place game here in the Mountain Grove tournament. Zizzers lead it 21-13. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Floater is up, no good. And Robbins with the rebound. Long will bring it up the floor now. He'll pull it up with the jumper. It's good. Josiah Long, he's got his first points of the ball game. The Zizzers have their biggest lead. And now there's another foul on the Zizzers. Ethan Tuna is going to pick up his second foul, second team foul. And Kraft and Judd will check back in for the Zizzers. Montgomery and Tuma are going to have a seat for the Zizzers. It's a 10-point Zizzer lead. Mountain Grove will inbound on the baseline. And they threw it right into Clayton Robbins. I mean right into his hand. Moore with the basketball. Gives it to Long. Now Robbins will shoot the jumper. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Mountain Grove. And Jared Kraft just picked up his third foul, folks. Jared Kraft's going to have to sit down as he picks up his third foul, third team foul on the Zizzers. So, Mountain Grove at the free throw line. Gardner makes the first one. Tuma will come in and take Kraft's place. And the second free throw is good by Gardner. And it's an 8-point Zizzer lead. And Zizzers throw it away. 5:18 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers have not played good basketball in this tournament this week. And there's a 3-point attempt by Gardner. Is no good, but it's rebounded underneath and put back in by Peterson. Peterson now with 5 points in the ball game. Robbins up top to Moore. They'll go Tuma on the left side. Tuma up top. Robbins going to fire another three. That one's no good. Judd with the rebound. Tuma up top. Now Long with it. They'll go Robbins down on the block, and he scores on the little baby hook. And it's an eight-point lead. It'll go out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Grove basketball on the side. 4.5 to go here in the first half. And Gardner with the basketball. Up top they go. That's Estep. And Peterson's coming right down the lane. Missed the layup. And now a jump ball. It'll go to Mountain Grove. So Estep will throw it in on the baseline for the Panthers. And it's stolen away by Josiah Long. Tuma in the corner. Robbins tries to get it inside. Long shot up. No good. Couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Estep the other way for Grove. And right down the lane and scores. And right now Mountain Grove is getting all the way to the rim. Robbins has the basketball, had it knocked out. And here comes Peterson up ahead, and a layup is good by Estep, and the Zizzers want a timeout. 25-21, Zizzers with the lead. We are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. The Zizzers lead it 25-21. 3:43 to go here in the first half. Zizzers with the basketball. Long gets it to Robbins. Robbins puts it up. No good. Judd with the rebound. Tuma with it now. Long will fire out of the corner. It is no good. Tuma on the inside for the rebound and scores. Ethan Tuma with his first points of the ball game. Gardner with the basketball for Mountain Grove. Coming right down the lane. And it's blocked this time by Clayton Robbins. He blocked Emery's shot. Here comes Moore. And Moore is going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Sure looked like a lot of contact there. Should have been a foul called, I believe. Long will fire, and it's good for three. Josiah Long with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And then Long steals it on the other end. And then it's a turnover. And here comes Emery the other way. Emery pulls up. Shot no good. Robbins with the rebound. Robbins gets a push from Golden, no call, in the back. Golden pushed Robbins in the back. Zizzers with the basketball. Moore with it. Robbins. And it is stolen away. And here comes Gardner. And he's going to score. And once again, Zizzer lead now is 7 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Tuma gives it to Moore. Now Long. Long will fire from the wing. It's good for another three. Josiah Long with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Three-pointer. Zizzers back up by 10. Shot no good. Judd with the rebound. Up the floor they come. And now we've got a foul on Mountain Grove. So they're going to call this one. I believe they're going to call it on Estep. That'll be his first. That's the second team foul on Mountain Grove. Zizzers will inbound on the side. minute 45 to go here in the first half. Zizzers lead it by 10. Tuma gives it to Long. Now they go Robbins back to Long. Judd up top of the key for three. No good, but Long with the rebound. Gets it over to Tuma. He'll fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. The Zizzers up by 13, a minute 15 to go in the first half. And shot blocked that time by Robbins. And then a miss by Golden. And here comes the Zizzers up the floor. Judd with it, up top to Moore. Judd back to Tuma. Tuma with the basketball. Moore going to fire from the baseline, no good. Clayton Robbins underneath, shot up, and Robbins going to free throw line to shoot two as he's fouled underneath. That foul's going to be on Corning. That's his first. Third team foul, and Clayton Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers, who lead it by 13. And he missed the first one. Second free throw from Clayton Robbins is no good. And now Aiden Judd's going to get called for the foul. On the rebound, that's the first on Judd. 14 foul on the Zizzer boys. Mountain Grove will throw it in. 43 seconds to go in a half. Zizzers up 13. Emery with the basketball. And Emery trying to drive. And he just walked with the ball. No call. And now we've got a foul underneath. And they're going to call this on Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore just picked up his first foul. That's 15 foul. So Mount Grove gets to go to the free throw line to shoot two shots. And Horning hits the first one. Twenty-seven seconds to go here in the first half. Zizzers up by 12. And missed it. But now finally Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Gives it up to Tuma. 15 seconds to go and a half. Zizzers with the basketball. Robbins with it. 10 seconds now. Moore over to Long. Josiah Long will drive and puts it in. Josiah Long scores on the basket. And at the half, Zizzers lead it 36-24 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. And we'll take a break. We come back. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Yeah.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove High School. Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. Third place game. We're at the half, and the West Plains Zizzers lead the Mountain Grove Panthers 38-24. Apparently they've gave the Zizzers some points. So it's 38-24 now. And for the Zizzers scoring here in the first half, Clayton Robbins had 17. Josiah Longwood 10. 5 for Ethan Tuma. Jared Kraft has 4. Jacob Moore has 2. Jared Kraft picked up 3 fouls in the first half, so he had to sit down for quite a bit of the second quarter with those 3 fouls. For Mountain Grove in the ball game, Emery with 4, Gardner 6, Estep 5, Peterson 5, Anderson with 1, Hoffey with 2, and 1.4 Horning. Zizzers led it 16-10 at the end of the first quarter. They lead it here at the half, 38-24. Zizzers outscoring the Mountain Grove Panthers 22-14 in that second quarter. And the biggest lead of the ball game has been the 14 points here that the Zizzers have right now. So far in the tournament today, in the fifth place game, Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty defeated Marshfield for fifth place. And coming up next, we have a big ball game coming up in the championship. 2 state-ranked Class 2 boys teams. Norwood, the number one team in the state in Class 2, taking on the Hartville Eagles, who are number 6 in the state in Class 2. That'll be your championship game. It follows the West Plains game coming up here at 7 o'clock. So 38-24 is our score. Zizzers with the lead over Mountain Grove at the half. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And when we come back, we'll add the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV
Roger
Outdoor
that.
And Marine has
has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould, or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S.,
Roger that.
Mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament in Mountain Grove. As we get ready to start the third quarter of play, Scissors lead at 38-24 over Mountain Grove. And Scissors will have the basketball start the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. All but Jared Kraft starting the ball game here in the third quarter. And long. And missed the shot. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. And here comes Peterson up. It's blocked by Judd. Josiah Long coming the other way. Tuma with it. Gives it up to Judd. He'll come down the lane and score. Aiden Judd with his first points of the ball game. The Zizzers have their biggest lead of the ball game at 16. Peterson with the basketball. Down underneath. Shot is no good. And it's going to go to Mountain Grove on the baseline. So Grove will throw it in on the baseline. missed inside. Out of bounds, it'll be Zizzer basketball. So Hoffy missed the shot under the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. Zizzer's with it. Tuma gives it to Judd on the right wing. Now Moore has it. Moore gives it back to Long. Tuma's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Emery. And Jacob Moore just picked up a foul. Should have been a jump ball. But the official is going to call the foul on Jacob Moore. That'll be Moore's second. First team foul here in the third quarter on the Zizzers. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Peterson gives it to Gardner. And up top, shot is going to fall. Estep gets the lucky bounce for three. And it's a 13-point lead. Long on the baseline gives it up to Moore. Moore will penetrate. He scores, and he's fouled. Jacob Moore going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that is the second foul on Estep. First team foul in the third quarter. Jacob Moore shooting one. Missed the free throw, but Robin with the rebound puts it back up and in. And here comes a blocking foul on Josiah Long. That'll be Long's first foul, second team foul. And going to the free throw line is Emery for Mountain Grove to shoot two. Zizzers lead it by 17, their biggest lead of the ball game. And Emery misses the first free throw. Second free throw for Emery. And he gets that one to fall. Emery with five in the ball game. Long will bring it up. And now we've got a foul on Mountain Grove. They were holding Clayton Robbins. And that is the third now on Peterson for the Panthers. Second team foul. And Zizzers missed the shot. And on the baseline, it's no good. Going out of bounds, it'll be Zizzer basketball. 5:47 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers up 44-28. Robbins will bring it up. Gives it to Long across the timeline. Now Moore back to Long. Back to Moore. Back to Long. Moore with it. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. And up the floor. And now shot was missed. And it missed again. And Zizzers with the rebound. Tuma brings it up. Long with the basketball. Comes down the lane. And he's going to get fouled. Josiah Long is going to free throw line to shoot two. See who they call it on. You're going to call that one on Gardner, I believe. That's his third. And that is the third team foul on Mountain Grove. Josiah Long makes the first free throw. Josiah's got 11 points in the ball game. Second free throw from Long is good. Zizzers now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 18. And Peterson with the basketball for Grove. He just traveled with it. No call. And underneath. Now Gardner trying to get in the lane. Kicks it out. Jumper is no good that time by Emery. And Moore with the rebound. 4:45 to go here. Ethan Tuma hits the three. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers lead it by 21 with 4:37 to go in the third quarter. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you
Roger
how
that.
Easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Zizzers have opened up a 49-28 lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Mountain Grove with the basketball. And that would be Anderson. Going to give it up to Golden, and we've got a foul on the Zizzers. And I think Jacob Moore just picked up his third foul. And that is the third team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. And Long knocks it away. And Long goes in and scores on the layup. Josiah Long. And it's now a 23-point lead for the Zizzers, their biggest of the ball game. Three-pointer is no good that time by Gardner. Long with a rebound up the floor to Tuma. They'll get it to Robin. Long's going to fire a three from the wing. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Emery. Emery brings it up the floor. Emery coming down the lane. Missed the shot. Tuma with the rebound for the Zizzers. And finally gets a handle on the basketball. Aiden Judd hits the three. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And right now, and Josiah Long just picked up a foul. That's his second 14 foul on the Zizzers. But the Zizzers now have opened up their biggest lead of the ball game at 26 points, 54-28. Jared Kraft is going to check in. Jacob Moore will come out for the Zizzers. Kraft has been sitting for a while with that third foul. And underneath, and a foul. And I think if that's Jared Kraft, he just picked up number four. And nope, foul is going to be on Josiah Long. That's his third. And that's the fifth team foul. So Mount Grove gets to shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter. And Horning hits the first free throw. And he hits the second one. It's a 24-point lead for the Zizzers. Kraft gives it to Robin. Tuma, Kraft, Long will fire out of the corner. It is no good, and there's a foul, and Josiah Long is going to the free throw line to shoot three, and Peterson just picked up his fourth foul for Mountain Grove, 14 foul, so Long will shoot three free throws for the Zizzers, and he makes the first one. Second free throw from Josiah Long. No good. 25-point lead for the Zizzers. And here comes the third free throw for Josiah Long. He's 1 for 2. He's 2 for 3. And Long just stole the basketball. And he threw it over Jared Kraft's head. And we've got a blocking foul on Clayton Robin. That's Robin's second foul. So Gardner is going to the free throw line to shoot two for Mountain Grove. He makes the first one. So Gardner now with 7 points in the ball game. Second free throw from Gardner. It is no good. Robbins with the rebound. Zizzers lead it by 25. 2.5 to go. Third quarter. Tuma down on the low post. Gets it out to Judd. Kraft has it now on the left wing. Long with it. Up top, Tuma's going to fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And now it is a 28-point lead, the biggest of the game for the Zizzers. Gardner fires, misses the shot, gets his own rebound inside. And a foul going to be called. Gardner going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Clayton Robbins just picked up his third foul. And right now, the Zizzers, question is, who's going to be left in this ball game? Gardner missed the free throw. So now, Kraft and Long and Moore and Robbins all have three fouls apiece. Robbins will come out. Moore will come back in. And Gardner's second free throw is good. Gardner now with 8 points in the ball game. Minute 58 to go here in the third quarter. And Judd throws it away to Golden and bringing it up the floor. Gardner with it now on the right side. And the layup is going to be good by Estep, and the question is, Zithers are in trouble here. They don't need to be fouling anymore. And Mountain Grove, and now Josiah Long just got hit with his fourth foul of the ball game. So now Montgomery comes in, and Long will go out. And we still got a minute 24 to go, third quarter. Zizzer lead is down to 25. And with the basketball is Golden on the left side. Golden coming down the lane, kicks it out. And now Montgomery with the blocked shot. Ethan Tuma, and has it blocked by Gardner. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. 1 minute to go, third quarter. It's 59-34. Zizzers with the lead. Have they built up a big enough lead? We're going to see. As Tuma, and it goes knocked away from Judd. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Here comes Gardner. On the right side. Inside, shot no good, and the rebound no good once again. Jared Kraft with the rebound for the Zizzers. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. 59-34, Zizzers with the lead. Kraft going to pull it out, give it up to Tuma, and they're going to play for the last shot here. Tuma trying to drive. Kraft will shoot, and that one's going to be blocked. And Gardner's going to get called for the foul. That's his fourth foul. 15th foul on Mountain Grove. And I believe Jared Kraft is going to shoot three here. Kraft hits the first free throw. So he's only got 5 points in the ball game as he's had some foul trouble. Second free throw for Jared Kraft is good. And the third free throw coming up for Jared Kraft. good. Zizzers are back up to a 28-point lead. Inside, basket good by Eastep. And at the end of three, 62-36, the Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. We start the fourth quarter of play. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Gardner gives it up top to Eastep. Peterson coming down the lane. Missed the shot. Judd with the rebound. Zizzers lead it by 26. And Tuma misses the three. Peterson with the rebound for Mountain Grove. Peterson. And Peterson's going to score. Look like a bull in a china closet right there. 24-point lead. If the Zizzers, they are in some foul trouble, what they need to do is run clock here. Take time off that clock. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma cross court to Judd. Now Robbins going to fire the three. That's no good. Peterson with the rebound. And here he comes in the lane. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. And Robbins finally with the rebound for the Zizzers. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 62-38. Tuma, Robbins for three, it's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. He's got 22 in the ball game. Peterson's going to fire a three, it's good. So Peterson hits the three-pointer. And now the Zizzers, more with the basketball. Kraft will pull up for the two, it's no good. And Judd and it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Emery's going to check in and Peterson's going to come out for Mountain Grove. Tuma will throw it in, gets it to Robbins, and Robbins lays it up softly over the front of the rim for two. 26-point lead, and Gardner missed the shot. Moore with the rebound. Gives it to Judd, and Judd scores on the layup. Aiden Judd now with seven in the ball game. And it is Eastep. Gives it up to Emery up top. Emery with it. Eastep with it now on the right side. Horning with it. Gives it back to Emery up top. He's going to put up the shot. No good. Judd with the rebound. Kraft brings it across the timeline. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Jared Kraft for three. It's good. Jared Kraft now with 10 points in the ball game on that Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers lead it by 31 now, and timeout call back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. And Clayton Robbins just picked up his fourth foul in the ball game. First team foul in the fourth quarter. And Golden misses the free throw. And the turbo clock is running, folks. 31-point lead, turbo clock. And Golden makes the second free throw. It's a 30-point lead, 72-42. Zizzers with the basketball down to 3:55. Moore underneath and missed the shot, gets his own rebound, and he's going to get fouled. And Jacob Moore just got teed up. So the foul is going to go against Hoffy, his first, but Jacob Moore got teed up. So Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that is the fourth foul on Moore. And Jacob Moore hits the free throw. Jacob Moore was taunting Hoffy that time. Makes the second one. Now Moore will have a seat. And Josiah Long will come into the ball game. And Gardner now will shoot free throws on the other end for Grove. Hits the first one. Turbo clock still running down to 2.5 and counting. And Gardner hits the second one. So now it's a 30-point lead, clock still running, and Mountain Grove with the basketball. Gardner with it on the right side. He'll drive in, miss the shot, Long with the rebound. Here comes Jared Kraft, and he's going to score, and he's fouled. So Jared Kraft now has 12 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one, and foul is going to go against Estep, and his fourth. And Kraft hit the free throw. How many free throws? Everybody just stood still. I guess they were going to let him shoot another one. Down to 1.5 minutes to go. The Zizzers are going to win third place here in the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. And shot no good. And miss underneath. And finally the score by Golden. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Turbo clock is running. Long with it. Kraft up top. Zizzers need to just run the clock out here. Mountain Grove's not going to foul them. And Robbins fires a three, no good. And Montgomery misses the shot, got blocked underneath. And now up the floor. Shot no good by Grove, and now we got a foul underneath on the Zizzers. 28 seconds to go, and Jared Kraft picks up his fourth foul. So Anderson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. 15 seconds, clock is still running. And he makes the first one, so Anderson's got 2 points in the ball game. And this will do it right here. This will be your last shot of the ball game. And it's good. And the Zizzers win it 77-47 over the Mountain Grove Panthers to take third place in the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the 6th generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm.
Stop coming to you after this.
Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove, the Family Farms Panther Classic Tournament. West Plains Zizzers have won third place in the tournament as they defeated Mountain Grove by the score of 77-47. For the Zizzers, they were led by Clayton Robbins with 24 points in the ball game, 16 points for Josiah Long, 13 for Jared Kraft, 11 for Ethan Tuma, 7 for Aiden Judd, and 6 for Jacob Moore. For the Mountain Grove Panthers, 12 points from Eastep, 10 points apiece from Gardner and Peterson, 5 points from Emery, 3 from Anderson, a Hoffie with 2, 3 from Golden, and 3 for Horning. It was West Plains leading 16-10 at the end of one. They led it 22-14 at the half. They led 38-24 at the half. At the end of three, 62-36. And then they had the turbo clock running in the fourth quarter as they win it by the score of 77-47. Mountain Grove falls to 8-10 on the season, and the Zizzers are now 10-9. On the season. All right, we'll take a break. In 30 seconds, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Sea Shelter Insurance Agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. West Plains Scissor Boys win it 77-47 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. And your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is going to be Josiah Long. Josiah with 16 points in the ball game here this evening. And Josiah is going to be the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game. Next action will be Monday night. The West Plains Lady Scissors will host the Rogersville Lady Wildcats at the West Plains High School Gym. The JV game will start at 5 with the varsity to follow. We'll have that game for you on the radio. Zizzer boys will host Rogersville on Tuesday night at the West Plains High School Gym. 4:30 for the freshman game. JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you on the radio. All right. Want to thank Sean back at the studio for another fine job. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you've enjoyed Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains.
That game went better than I thought it would.
Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains.
Well, if they would have played like that
West Plains in there, Ozarks
Thursday,
and
they might have been playing
Andrew
at 7.
Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical
Sounds
Equipment.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you Monday.
GMC of West Plains, Simmons
Bank,
Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Here's the latest news from around the world with ABC News on the Train.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson, giving an update on the deadly crash of Small Medical Jet in Philadelphia last night. Federal safety investigators in Philly, agency chief Jennifer Homendy.
We have located the two engines, but for the cockpit voice recorder, we are still looking for it. It could be intact, but likely it is damaged. It may be fragmented.
The National Transportation Safety Board also giving a separate update this hour. On Wednesday night's deadly mid-air crash of a passenger jetliner and a military helicopter near Washington Reagan National Airport. Agency member Bryce Banning.
The crew received an automated traffic advisory stating traffic.
President Trump imposing taxes, tariffs on goods from China, Canada, and Mexico, which are routinely passed on to you. This is ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.